Dear friends, when the Lord began to speak to our heart about the message today, he began to remind me how important Vacation Bible School is. And when you think about Vacation Bible School, you see an opportunity to declare the truth. You might say, Brother Lynn, who is the truth? The truth is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And our message today is entitled Being a Testimony of the Truth. We have an opportunity today to declare the good news of the gospel to a lost, dying, and needful world. And I thought about how important that is in the day and time in which it is that we live. Well, you see, dear friends, when you think about VBS, you think about how that the children come. Many of them don't come from homes where Jesus is declared. Sometimes those young ones are only exposed to Jesus Christ in Vacation Bible School. That's why that the Lord Jesus Christ had laid this upon our heart to shout the good news of the gospel today, letting you know that we today are testimonies of the truth, and that the Lord Jesus Christ has gave us an opportunity to go out into the highways and the byways of the world, sharing the blessed good news of Jesus Christ. When the Lord was there in the upper room with his disciples just on the eve of his death, he was encouraging them. He was preparing them for the days that would come. I believe, dear friends, that the Holy Spirit has been wooing us and preparing us for several months now, preparing us for Vacation Bible School. And I tell you today, dear friends, it is God's will, it's the Lord's desire that you and I today are a testimony of the truth, a testimony to declare that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And through by him, a name can be recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Through by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the love that he has for a lost, dying, and needful world, the Lord has blessed us with an opportunity to have a testimony and a witness to declare the love of God. Oh, dear friends, we're saying this to let you know that Vacation Bible School is an opportunity. You might say, Brother Lynn, what can I do? I want you to understand something today. If you're willing, the Lord will bless you. He will enable you. He will bring to you a position to be used for the glory of God in a special way. I want you to understand something today, dear friends. When Jesus Christ was there with his disciples, he was assuring them that they would be prepared. What they had to do is what we have to do, to have a willing heart and a desire to serve. You say, Brother Lynn, how can I serve? I tell you today, friend, you come to Vacation Bible School tomorrow, and I guarantee that the Lord will bless you. He will help you. He will encourage you. You praise God up. You say, Brother Lynn, where will I fit in? I tell you, friends, the Lord has a place for everybody. We have classes from babies to the adults. You say, why do you folks have that? It's because we love Jesus, and Jesus loves us. It's a desire for us to be willing to do and to be willing to go and to declare his message to all that's around. I want you to understand something today, friends. We need you in Vacation Bible School to work and to support and to declare the love of God. Oh, dear friends, I want you to understand something too. That Vacation Bible School is dismissed more today than it was yesterday. It is not the vital source that it once was. You say, why is that? It's because we've let God down. The Lord's not changed. The Lord's the same today as He was yesterday. And praise God, He will be forevermore. I know you're busy. I know you're tired. I know you got a lot on your plate. But I can tell you today, if you're willing, praise God, the Lord will help you. Oh, I know. I know. On the authority of God's living, breathing, inerrant word, when Jesus declared, I am the way. What He said, dear friends, you follow me. I will lead you. I will guide you. I'll direct you. I'll provide for you. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the good news of the gospel will be declared through you. Our Lord will season your words with salt and use you in an impacting way in the world that's around us. Lord, why is that so important? It's God's desire to record names in the Lamb's book of life. Oh, I began to look at this message, and I began to think about every blood-bought believer at Pine Hill Baptist Church is a testimony of the truth of the living Lord. All of us, not just some of us, but all of us. The Bible says, well, we don't have much. Well, you know something? When the Bible talks about having and receiving, it declares to us that we have not. Why? Because we ask. We all want. We all desire. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He's willing to give. And I believe, dear friends, that when you look at Vacation Bible School, though it may not be the vital thrust that it once was, praise God, through those who have that testimony of truth, it can be. I believe, dear friends, we have an opportunity to be able to shake this old world at its very core. You say, Brother Lynn, what can I do? Jesus Christ took some ragtag disciples in that upper room and declared to them the love and the truth of God, and He turned this world upside down. The Lord did. Were they aristocratic? No. Were they theological? No. Were they scholars? No. They were zealots. They were tax collectors. They were fishermen. They were the most unqualified in all Judea. But Jesus Christ, her Lord and Savior, He took a little and praise God, done a lot. The Lord can take the ordinary and make it extraordinary. The Lord Jesus Christ can take this opportunity and a willing heart of those who are willing to serve and do great and glorious works. You and I today who know Jesus Christ as our Lord and as our Savior, we are testimonies of the truth. What is a testimony? We think about a testimony as someone talking about their salvation experience. Oh, a testimony goes beyond that. The testimony of a blood-bought believer is one's lifestyle, one's Christian character, one's willingness to be able to serve, be willing to go, and to be willing to do for the glory of God. You say, Brother Lynn, I want you to understand something. I have a desire, but there's a fear that's kindled within me. I tell you today, friends. If you will step out for the glory of God, the Lord will quench that fire of fear and give you, praise God, what you need. But you first have to do something. You say, Brother Lynn, what is it do I have to do? We got to come. Your stewardship, your willingness is a testimony. It declares into who you serve, and praise God, who that it is that you belong to. Now we know that there's many things going on. Many can't under different circumstances be here. Well, I understand that. God understands that. But if you're able, and you can, and the opportunity is before you, it's God's desire, it's God's will that you support Vacation Bible School. You see, dear friends, you might say, well, what's so important about me being here? What's so important about me patting a child on the head? What's so important for me maybe reading a little scripture? What's so important that I need to come and maybe lead a prayer? Dear friends, I tell you how important that it is. It may be the difference of life and death for somebody. Do you realize how many people that have been saved in Vacation Bible School? The numbers are extraordinary. They're actually very staggering. I don't have all of them at hand, but it is great. It's enormous. It's very important. You say, Brother Lynn, how important is it? It's of the utmost importance to God. Jesus came to seek and to save that were lost. He came to seek. That's why the Gospel of John, chapter 3 and verse number 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life comes from those who are testimonies of the truth, that is willing to go, who is willing to do, who is willing to pray for the glory of God. I want to see the kingdom grow, don't you? I want to see souls saved. Oh, dear friends, I'd like to baptize so many and I'd have to take a break in between. I would. I really would. You know, I would. I'd like to baptize them until we could dip it dry and we just have to fill it up again. Why? For Pine Hills numbers? No. For the glory of the association? No. But to grow the kingdom. Kingdom growth. When Jesus was in that upper room, knowing that he would suffer and die, when he washed the feet of those disciples and he broke bread with them, and they were hurt and they were fearful and they were confused, Jesus seen in them what they could not see in themselves. Did you know something today, dear friends? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ looks in your heart. He knows more about you than you know about yourself. We don't sometimes comprehend that with this finite mind. But oh, dear friends, how true that is. It's God's desire that every blood-bought believer that is within the confines of this sanctuary today have a desire in their heart to be a testimony of truth. And that testimony
is to declare Jesus Christ with our lives, our words, our actions, our abilities, our deeds, everything. It is about us. Because you see something I learned a long time ago, that when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior, and my name was recorded in Heaven's Lamb's Book of Life. You know something? Now, my daddy's sitting back there. I belong to him. But you know something? I'm not my own anymore. I belong to Jehovah. I belong to God the Father. I belong to Him. Now, we belong to each other. We're family. You say, well, we're not blood. Yes, we are through Jesus Christ. We are blood. But listen, we're not our own anymore if we know Him. Because you see, we've been assured something. When I depart this life, I've got a home in glory. You say, well, Brother Lynn, how did you acquire that home in glory? Through my faith in Jesus Christ. And because these faithful, blood-bought believers who was willing to be testimonies of the truth shared with me the good news of the gospel. Do you know, there's a lot of things that I have forgotten in this old life. I probably can't tell you what I ate a couple of days last week. Probably can't. But you know, there's things about Vacation Bible School I've never forgotten. They are. There's things about VBS that I've never forgotten. You know why? Because of that testimony of the truth. I can remember some of the crafts. I can remember some of my teachers. I can remember their desire and their willingness to be able to share with me. Now, these kids out here, they have hamburgers and hot dogs and chips, and they have drinks. They have all that. I was lucky if I got a cup of Kool-Aid and two Oreos. But it was good. Praise God, it was good. You know something? If those children come this week, and my wife can be a testimony of it, if they don't remember how good Wanda's Kool-Aid is, that'll be worth something. That'll be worth something. Because you see, the Bible teaches us. The Apostle Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, God give the increase. So listen, if we're willing to do our part, God will bless. Sister Wanda, He'll bless the Kool-Aid. He'll bless the crafts. He'll bless the Word. He'll bless every effort being made for His glory that comes from the testimonies of truth. Let's stand to it.
If you're here with us this morning and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and your name is not written in that Lamb's Book of Life, I declare to you today that you have an opportunity to come. Now, a lot of times when somebody passes away in the church, a lot of churches cancel, and I understand that. I understand that. When I have to, I will. But I have to before I will. And you say, well, why? Because I don't know. He may be willing to come to be saved. Or what life it may be. Despondent to the will and the word of God, it may be backslidden, who desires an opportunity to be able to come. So today is an opportunity. If you're here with us today and you never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today can be the day. If
you're here today and you're backslidden on the Lord and you just like to just get your life on track and just go forward with a joy and a peace in your heart, today is an opportune day. So, dear friends, we're going to play an invitational hymn. You're here with us this morning. And you have a desire to come for whatever reason that it may be. Whatever reason that it may be. We beg you today, please come with this opportunity that Jesus Christ has presented to us today.